Allô, bonsoir.
What up, what up, what up, what
can
up, what
me?
Up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear you?
I can hear me now.
Yeah, what
How
up,
are
girl?
You?
I'm here, you know. I am here.
You're alive at life, girl.
I am alive. I am breathing. I am,
Yeah, a lot of people didn't wake up.
They certainly did not. That is a
Couldn't
whole fact.
Say that. Today.
That is a whole fact. Yeah, how is you?
I'm sick.
First yeah, of all, you I'm are. I'm just going to scoot over.
Whatever. Anyway, mm-hmm. I never get sick.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying, like, I hear you.
I was going to say, you
sorry, my bad. That wasn't, like, a shady, my bad. After it came, I was like, that sounded shady.
Sorry, look at you, like, don't eat it. Yeah, it's been a, I never get sick. First of all, it's a 53rd installment of Boston Come Through.
Hey, welcome, yeah, Boston and beyond.
There you go. And I'm Genevieve Angelique.
Is you?
I am.
Oh.
And this is my lovely co-host, the Crystal Lens.
Yeah, with your sick hand on my shoulder.
My sick hand just has some. Don't roll your eyes over there, Sue. First of all, I done hand sanitized myself.
She sure did.
Thank
Proud
you.
Of you.
Because you can smell it.
Yeah, sure can. Yeah. Strong.
But I am sick, so pardon my voice today. I feel like I sound like a Muppet or something.
Yeah, a little name, like a snuffleupagus.
Yeah, it's not cute.
Snuffleupagus, I think, is the correct term.
When I was younger, though, I used to think my sick voice was mad. Like, I was cute. Like, I sound
Ditto.
Like cute.
Ditto.
No, I
don't. So this is like, I sound sexy all the time.
No, I'm not. It's not cute.
I hear you with that.
I'm battling a little, like, cold, but I'm a trooper.
Come on now, Super Trooper.
Yeah, I rarely
Super,
get
Super
sick,
Trooper.
So I feel like I gotta pay my dues right now.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been, you know, at a worse time, so.
That is true.
You know?
I mean, I'm not complaining.
So. Neither I, you know. I'm just, you know, on the slow locomotive. Just, you know, Thomas the Train, just, I think I can.
That's how you're feeling, Crystal?
I certainly am. I'm just like, yeah, my whole life is like, been upside down for like the last week. I feel like it's just
I
been.
Feel like you say that every week though.
No, it just like I feel like I've been saying it the last couple weeks because it's actually been true though. Okay. Like my life has literally been like one long hot mess express to nowhereville.
Yeah.
But you
I
know
mean, I feel like such is life.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, that's part of it too. It's like you have the ups, the downs, everything
yeah.
like that. And I Crystal am in the valley of the shadow of the people of the, you know, the
I was
holy.
Gonna say don't. I just feel like
not that valley.
You have to what life you go through things, and as you get older you mm-hmm. kind of just learn that such is life.
It is.
It didn't kill you, and that as bad as things are, they could be a million times worse.
Yeah.
So you gotta keep that perspective too.
Yeah. But I also like, I do like to honor the fact that it does suck right now too. You know what I mean?
I'm not discounting that.
Yeah.
At all.
I hear you.
But I've been, you know, because I've been feeling it too, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I've been pressured in a way that's causing me to like create and kind of expand in a way. So
mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Basically, I've been getting back into making my jewelry,
mm-hmm.
and you obviously didn't know
yeah.
at that time, and most of the listeners, well, my throwback people would know, like, I officially came out here making, jewelry, like, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And for a little bit, you know, life does test you, and sometimes it literally will knock the wind out of you, and
mm-hmm.
things that used to come so easy don't
right
and I feel like I lost it for a little bit, like it just was too much effort when it used to be so effortless.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but and I had to teach myself that it's okay to go through like seasons, like
yeah,
you don't always have to do something just because you've always done it.
That's true.
That's so true. Yeah, so it was something I had to learn, like to let things go so I can learn to do new things. And but now I'm like back in a space where I am creating jewelry again, and I'm kind of
my the creative block is gone. You got
yeah,
the creative
like
juices flowing,
but it had like it shifted, and now I guess it's like it's coming full circle. And mm-hmm. I even made a piece that like I had thought about this like 3 years ago, and I finally did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so it was just like a nice feeling. that's all.
I hear you. My week, not to be, you know, Debbie Downer, but my week has been trash. And I feel like that is the honest truth. And, you know, I'm going to sit here and live in my truth and, you know, be well and dwell. But there are some good things, though. It's not completely trash. The Dear Little Project is up. As you guys know, I directed and produced the Dear Little Project earlier this year. And part of it is a photo exhibit, which Jen is featured in, her lovely smiley face.
Okay, me and, like, it's not special because me and, like, 200 other people.
Yeah, but Jen's the only one who wrote, like, a whole poem, though. Let's say that.
Creative like that.
Yeah, she wrote a whole poem. Like, I need to make it rhyme. You feel me? Like, you know? But yeah, so Jen's in it for sure. But yeah, the exhibit is up at the Somerville Media Center. If y'all are in the Boston area, swing by. They're open, 12 to 10 during the week, and then 10 to 6 on the weekends. So swing by. It's only going to be up for another, like, week and a half. So come on through if you're going to come on through. And then Friday, what date is it? October 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Somerville Media Center. We are doing a little reception. So you coming?
I mean, I found out about it yesterday, but
you coming?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
You coming, Suze? You coming?
Suze is doing her job. And
right, Suze is doing her job. I'm very proud of you. Appreciate you, girl. Keep it up. yeah, but please do. There will be light refreshments. And
I'm coming.
Thanks, Suze. Suze is coming. To confirm, it'll be at least three of us, including myself, there. But yeah, aside from that, I need to take a deep pause. You can sit back, girl, relax, because I have a story to tell. So this week, I brought my car to the mechanic. Right? You know, on Monday, you know, it was the holiday, but they were still open. Right? Great. That's a whole nother situation. And so I had to Uber to work 2 days this week, Monday and Tuesday, because I got it back Tuesday afternoon. Now, on this here yesterday, known as Tuesday morning, I Ubered from, I'll give you context, from Dorchester to Lexington. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to call the Uber early so I can do an Uber pool and save some money, right? Because smart and intelligent. So I get into the pool.
Like, pool ain't always.
Wait for it. No. There's a reason why I say smart and intelligent. I called it early. Remember that. Mind you, work starts at 9. I called it at like 7:45, okay? Ample time to get to work. Cool. So my pool arrives, and there's another gentleman who gets in from my street as well. It's like, oh, wow. Great. So we proceed on our journey, pick up another person, right? Mm-hmm. And essentially, you know, she gets in the car. She gets in the front seat. There's already two of us in the back seat. You know what I mean? You're not going to be squished. Suze knows the story. Right. So she gets in the front seat.
When y'all was communicating.
Listen.
There was a breakdown.
Yeah, during the breakdown of communication. homegirl gets in the front seat, right? Before we can even get to the corner of her street, she goes, do y'all mind if I get dropped off first? My stop is only 5 minutes away.
That's not how that
Ma'am,
works.
That's not how this operation works. You don't just get, this ain't no for real carpool. The app decides, okay, whatever the best route is, you get dropped off when you get dropped off. Great. I personally didn't care if it was truly 5 minutes. Proceed. Homeboy next to me was clearly some type of doctor and was like, no, I have a patient at like 8:15. So no, sorry. So she gonna start huffing and puffing. That should have been the end of it, right? Like, lay it to rest, bury it, sis. Like, lay it to rest. No, there's more. So now she huffing and puffing, like, wow, it's only 5 minutes away. Like, I have an interview.
So why didn't
you do a regular Uber, or why didn't you call this pool earlier so you could get there? But wait, there's more. So she huffing and puffing the whole ride, like, oh, you know, I should have walked, this and that. Oh, you guys couldn't even spare 5 minutes. But the whole time, she in the front seat just huffing and puffing. Then she, at one point, she got on the phone and told the person on the phone. That's why I was so upset. So the thing is, homeboy gets dropped off first, the doctor guy, right? And then she turns around, she's like, I knew he should have been white. That's why I was like, I need you to, like, bring it all the way down, because you're doing the most. So it's just me, her, and the driver. Cool. Next stop is her stop. So cool, sis, you can stop huffing and puffing. We on our way to your stop. The driver starts going in the direction of the destination that she put in the app. Homegirl put the wrong destination.
And you can't change it.
And you can't change it. So we're driving, right? And we're like in like the South End area, right? She wanted us to go back to Codman Square. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. She's like, oh, you need to go back that way because it's quicker, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'm going to where the address is. She's like, yeah, but that's not the right address, blah, blah. So now she's getting irate. And at this point, I've been sitting here real silent, you know, just typing and texting, just, you know, just like, you know, I'm ignoring her, whatever, whatever. And it got to a point where it was like, I'm like, that's how the app works. Like, I had to speak up at that point because I was like, sis, you are disrupting my morning zen. Okay, it's bad enough that I'm in an Uber pool on the way to work and you and your mouth is just yabbering and causing mayhem. The driver's getting frustrated. I'm getting frustrated or whatever. And it was the wrong, it was essentially, you know how there's like a Washington Street in like every freaking city. She chose Washington Street in the middle of downtown versus the one on Cotton Square. That is nobody's fault but your own. You should have taken the L, gotten your behind out, and said, you know what? Great. Right. But that is what happened because the driver pulled over and said, you know what? You can get out and call a new one because I'm not going back that way. And that was about the best thing he could have ever done. Literally. I'm like, I was just flabbergasted. Flabbergasted.
People like that.
Flabbergasted. I'm like, that's my proverb of the week. I'm going to get to that. That's what it's going to be. I got it. Yep. I know what it is. I didn't have one 10 minutes ago, but I got one now.
I mean, there's only one, but you can have it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll talk about it at the end of the show, but I don't know if you want me to save it for the end.
You can save it.
I'll save it. Yeah. But I'll say, you know what I mean, sis? You should have taken the L from the jump. You should have looked at your ass, especially if you're talking about you have an interview.
I think I've done that before, though.
Where you put the... I've definitely done it, but I'm not going to blame the other person.
You said what?
Have you done it, Suze?
No, she said really dumb. She said something real judgy over there.
I feel like I've done it maybe once. I feel like I've done it like once maybe or so. Yeah,
because you realize it. Because in the regular app, you can change it.
In the regular app, yeah, because it's just you. It's your ride.
Like, once you're in the pool.
And also the app calculates it based off of like, that's the reason why I picked her up because we were heading
Boston,
north.
I will say that just before Suze want to be out here judging folks, you want to be judging today, there are exactly 5 different Washington streets in Boston. So... and if you're not vigilant and paying attention to the app,
you'll take the wrong one.
They'll probably pull up the downtown, which is probably
the most popular one. Exactly.
So you gotta check. Yeah, sometimes even when putting addresses in, like sometimes I have to like double check like the zip code.
I would have put the zip code and everything because if I had this interview,
or sometimes it's Dorchester, but sometimes you can still list it as Boston. So I'd be like, let me go on my map.
Right, like just double triple check. Yeah, I'm like,
once you're in the pool, I hate the pool though sometimes because it can be lying about what time you're gonna get there.
That's true. That's why I called mine so early in the morning.
I was so
annoyed. I had ample time.
You said I was going to get here at 8:53. It is now 8:59, and we still have not hit the corner.
They do. I feel like they also give you that range, too, where they're like...
No, but that it'll start off that way, because it'll be like 8:53, and then you hit it, it'll be like... The latest will be like
9:22.
And you'll be like, come on, man. And you'll be like, is it really worth the $5?
Right.
Sometimes I'll just opt for the extra money.
Yeah, it depends on where I'm going, but I'm like, whatever.
Sometimes I used to be an Uber driver, so I definitely feel the driver's frustration.
I felt so bad. That's why I spoke up, honestly, because of that. You know what I mean?
I talk. I don't have a problem. I feel like,
Like, he was being very, very, like, nice, respectful, you know
Uber
what I mean?
Uber is trash as a...
Well, yeah, as a company.
Yeah, because I think they definitely favor...
That's probably why I shouldn't have been an Uber.
I don't mind Uber, but like they definitely favor their riders, and I think sometimes riders get too much leeway. And then I think it's also a personality thing. She's obviously somebody that like blames other people.
Yeah, because that's exactly too. What it was. Like the whole ride from the moment she asked us, can she get dropped off first? That's not how it works, right?
You gotta follow the app.
Exactly, and B, like even if that were possible, and the other two riders said no. That's it. Yeah. You know what I mean? This man also had somewhere to go. He had a patient to get to. I don't know. That patient could have been dying. Who knows? I would hope he wouldn't take a pool with somebody's time. But he was like some type of doctor, nurse, whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I don't think it really matters where you had nothing to do. I'm like, that's not how it works.
Exactly. Yeah.
Unless you opting to get out right here.
which is exactly what she did. She got her behind out in the South End and promptly called herself a new Uber and took her behind, because we literally went from Dorchester all the way to like the South End. So now we're like away from your destination. You should have seen that.
And it's morning time, so it's not a fun drive.
Nope. So sucks to suck.
Yeah. But people do try you though as a driver. People have seen it all the time. I've seen people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the car obviously fits three people comfortably, maybe four, and it's six of y'all trying to get in. It happened to me Halloween a couple years ago.
Oh, Lord.
And I think I was in Southie. Mm-hmm. And I thought about for a second when they pulled up. I'm like, first of all, y'all are just being cheap. Get a couple Ubers or order Uber XL or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they were like, yeah, it's my car's fit four people. It was like six of them. And they're like, oh, we want to... And I was like, well, where are y'all going? And they talking about Austin. I was like, absolutely not. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. They're like, you're... Close my door.
Have a good evening.
I already know it's going
to
put me right
on. I need you to call XL.
Right. I was like, well, people try you. I've seen it happen in D.C. and I've talked to some people. Like, they were like teenagers or whatever. And the driver... like a smooth four. It was a pool too. It wasn't even like they ordered one car. It was a pool and four of y'all got in. I'm saying
that's not how it works.
Right. And I told them that. They're like, we're just going down. I'm like, mm-mm. And I was talking to the driver. He was real nice and he was like foreign. So I think he was like super nice. I'm like, no, because if something happens, right, it's all on
you. It's on you.
Your insurance is gonna be like, you didn't tell us you was an Uber.
Right.
And then Uber's gonna be like, you need to handle that with your insurance.
Right, so, Whew, Lord. Lordy, lordy. Shout out, Sue said, attention to detail. You know, it's a great life and job skill, which homegirl did not have. So maybe she shouldn't.
I feel like it happens too, you know.
Susan's Susan like not with not, it.
That's okay. I'm gonna have the human compassion tonight, but
not I.
I mean, I was in the car, so I didn't feel it. But I get it. You know, sis, I hope you had a great job. I hope you did well on your interview. I hope you got your job. Mm-hmm. You know. People change.
I mean, she didn't look like she was dressed for an interview, but...
I mean, you don't know what type of job it was either, so... Y'all judgy today.
Yes, I am. I'm feeling team petty.
I see.
Yeah.
Judgy, team judgy.
Team judge.
Yeah, y'all...
Judge Chandler is now in procession.
Woo, I'm glad you
all right.
For real. Woo, Jesus.
I would come to your life.
Guilty.
Oh, I know, Susan, guilty everything. But yeah, sorry. That was, I know it took up all the time, but that was my Uber ride chronicles. No, honestly, but that was an important story to tell, because, you know, folks girl, just out here.
We're going to skip a whole topic at this point.
Nah, we ain't going to skip that next one. Moving on. Next topic, girl.
Oh, you ready?
Yeah.
I didn't even finish my little.
Oh, you didn't finish yours? What was yours?
It's okay.
Oh, what was yours?
It's okay. I had a dream.
Oh, let me sit back. Hold on, let me take off my shoe.
I'm not going to the dream.
I was going to say, let me get comfortable.
No, I had a dream that gave me direction.
Oh.
I saw myself looking at somebody in the dream, and it was concerning something that I'm trying to do now.
Right.
And I kind of, knew I needed to go, but that dream kind of just, so that morning, I was like.
Listen, if y'all watch the live show, y'all know when Jen be dreaming.
I always dream. I just don't always remember them, but...
Mm-hmm. I, never dream. Very
you do,
rarely.
You just don't remember it. Everybody dreams.
That's what they say, but I'm prove it.
But you've had dreams that you do remember, so...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, prove it.
But prove that you didn't dream.
I can't remember it.
That doesn't... Just because you can't remember doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Sure does.
No, it doesn't.
Sure does. That's how my brain works. I don't know how your brain works, but that's how my brain works.
I was going to go real detailed, but let me not, because I was going to get real serious or whatever. I don't think that needs to be proven to that effect.
Anywho's, this next topic is near and dear to my heart and my shundo right now, because,
Have mercy. This is going to be another mental... You know how you said I talk about relationships? I feel like mental health is your
thing. Oh, it's so my thing. Yeah, it is so my thing.
We just talked about that.
Because sometimes mine's really great, and other days it's, really, really trash, right now.
Girl.
Yeah, really trash.
But in the snow.
Yeah.
But, I was on Twitter today, and I did see that it was Mental Health Awareness Day.
It sure is. Wednesday, October 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to say about it?
I think that it's great. I also think that right now we're in a time where it's, people are actually caring about mental health a lot more, and it's not as taboo as it was before. It's not as, it's still definitely stigmatized to, the highest degree, don't get me wrong, but I feel like we're, slowly chipping away to, a lot of those stigmas and stuff like that. Because, if you had, asked me to talk about like depression, anxiety, you know what I mean, like all this stuff, you know, back when I was like, I don't know, like even like think like 5 years ago, right? And I probably wouldn't have, you know what I mean, not publicly, because it was so stigmatized. And like, especially growing up in Black Caribbean households, it's like, you don't talk about that. But I just like that we have the space now to kind of like, I don't know, like talk about this stuff a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially like as it pertains to like I was saying, like breaking down the stigmas. So how about you, sis? How about you, girl?
I think it's pretty cool that we are aware of it. Probably say something real insensitive.
Oh, Lord.
So maybe I shouldn't say it.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to just reiterate what you said. I think it's great that we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. I think I myself, I definitely struggled with... I think I've gotten a lot better with time. Mm-hmm. And I think my faith has really helped me with it. Mm-hmm, I think... Mm-hmm. Especially with, like, definitely depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing, like... I don't know. That I just... don't have myself. I think that's where a lot of my anxiety came from.
Mm-hmm.
That I was just kind of like floating out here and not realizing that I'm connected to something greater.
Yeah.
But I think it's great that we are starting to talk more about it. I definitely think there could be more education about it. Shout out to the state of New York. I think I saw last week that they are now making mental health part of just health in general. So it is now.
Wow. What a concept.
School. Yeah.
What a concept.
So that's actually, I'm glad I remembered that.
Right. Shout out to them.
Yeah. So I think that's really amazing. Yeah, so I'm like, shout out to people who want to talk about it, and shout out to you if you don't, because I don't think everybody also
Everyone wants to talk about it, and that's so, totally fine too. But I also think like you shouldn't ignore it. Like, it's okay to not want to like have certain conversations, but I don't think it's okay to just like flat out ignore it. So I just think it's really important. Make sure you're, you know, I think everyone, if you can afford it, you know, should be in therapy, or like, you know, there's tons of apps and stuff like that. There's like Talkspace, there's Headspace, there's Huddle as well, you know what I mean? There's a lot of resources, and you don't necessarily have to like be formally diagnosed with something, you know what I mean, in order to start thinking about your mental health. Like, you all, everyone has a brain, if you're listening, like, you know what I mean, we have a brain, so you should be caring about, you know, how much workload you're putting on it, how much mental strain, all that good stuff. Well, not good stuff, but like, you know what I mean, all that stuff. And yeah, and to the folks, because I think this was like big for me, is like, you know, figure out what you have to do in order to like stay on a regimen as much as possible, for those folks who need that, you know what I mean? Whether it's like from like, okay, I take my medicine every day at like 7 p.m. like, that's one way. Whether it's like every morning I wake up and I sniff some lavender and do yoga, like, I don't know, you know what I mean, like, whatever it is, because I feel like, you know, the more you can kind of like, I'm getting so comfortable, girl, my foot about to be up on this table. By the end of the show, my foot gonna be halfway across in front of Sus. But yeah, I think just like, you know, get your routine in order and figure out what it is that can help you get through each day, you know, each obstacle, whatever it is, and don't forget that, because I think, you know, when you're in the middle of like a crisis, whatever that may be, like, it's hard to really think and try to get through it. So like, if you put these practices in place, you know, while you're feeling good, while you're feeling great and stuff like that, like, when the hard times come, it won't be as difficult.
And I just want to add a little side note.
Okay, come on now, finger in the air.
You know, a little church.
Right. I too would like another cracker and some grape juice. Thank you.
No. It ain't a real cracker.
But yeah.
No, I did want to say that it's because it's Mental Health Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I'm personally living, that if you are dealing with somebody who has mental health issues, or you yourself are trying to get through your own issues, I think it's also okay to, I don't want to say not be supportive, but I think it's okay to realize,
take a step back.
I think it's okay to like, give yourself permission to not always have to be there for other people.
I do also agree with that. And be there
for yourself.
Yeah.
Regardless of how, what people put on you. I'm personally in that space right now. And I don't really know what it looks like. I'm just doing it, but just realizing that people can be a trigger sometimes.
No, so they definitely can. Yeah.
Mental health can be even a trigger for yourself.
Absolutely.
I think that's also part of mental health and just wellness is also being mindful of the things that trigger you and the people mm-hmm. that trigger you and the situation. And sometimes you're not done fixing yourself, working yeah. on YouTube to extend that to somebody else too. So.
And I think that's where like some of these like honest conversations have yeah. to happen, you know?
Yeah, girl.
I mean, it's hard to be like, ooh. Hey, so-and-so, like, the way you operate is triggering to me, and I'm just trying to love you, but just want to let you know.
I wonder how a lot of people's mental health is, I don't say conditioned, but how much mm-hmm. of it is stuff that people just given to you. Like, how much yeah. freer in your mind would you be if you weren't dealing with other people's stuff or stuff
yeah.
people have given to you or roles that you
yeah, absolutely.
Have kind of chosen to play?
Absolutely.
But also, I guess, just being unapologetic about how you go about healing and working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I say tread lightly with people. Like, you can love from a distance, you can I think you can have conversations with people. I don't think people always have to understand
mm-hmm.
but I think, you know, sometimes I guess my proverb of the week, we gonna have two,
we gonna have three because I can't win another one.
Oh really? Yeah, but I guess for me, my mental health awareness has mm-hmm. been I'm not gonna apologize for choosing not to have certain people in my space.
Or hell yeah.
No, I know, but people get mad at you.
No, they do. They
you
know, do.
People get mad at you for choosing not to play a
but
role.
But you know what? At the end of the day, like, and I always say this, you have to prioritize you. And, like, that's exactly what that means when you do something like that.
Mm-hmm. You know? My bad, no sir. You know, sometimes separation is good.
Mm-hmm.
Be protect separated.
Protect your energy.
She gonna give you the new age. I'm gonna give you the scripture. But yeah, that's all. That's all I want to add on that. And then before we move on, I kind of, well, we all know last week we were watching the whole Brett Kavanaugh trial. Whatever
Lord
that was.
Have mercy.
I think everything that could be said about that has been said. But I think what needs to move forward mm-hmm. is making sure y'all get you behind to those voting booths on November 6th, I believe, right?
Is
November
6th or the
7th?
Okay.
Is it the 7th?
I thought it was
the
8th.
No, because the 7th is a Wednesday. We'll be here.
Oh, so maybe it's the 6th.
Yeah, so it's Tuesday, November 6th. Yeah. Some state deadlines have already passed if you're not registered to vote, but there are still quite a few where you can still register mm-hmm. to vote. Here in Massachusetts, it's October 17th, which is next Wednesday.
Yes, and also, too, even if you are able to get to the polls, but maybe you're busy, like, you know what I mean, whatever it may be, maybe your work schedule's off, you can do an absentee ballot. You don't necessarily have to be out of the state, you know what I mean, traveling in order to do an absentee. You can do an absentee ballot and just say, hey, I don't feel like going to the poll. Like, that's okay, too. So I think that's another thing, too, is, like, you know.
Yeah. You could vote from the internet.
Yeah, I mean, that would be dope.
That would be really,
real
nice.
I feel like that would cost so many other issues, though, but anyway.
But, yeah.
Like, tweet your
Lord.
Imagine.
A whole bunch of people like, I don't know how to tweet. I don't know how the Twitter works.
The Twitter.
But, yeah, so basically, folks, make sure you get out there and vote, because people like Brett Kavanaugh were able
mm-hmm.
to be put in position because of your elected officials. And if you're not out here doing your job
mm-hmm.
and electing or not electing these folks, mm-hmm. people like him wouldn't be backed by all of these votes.
So. We wouldn't even be having this conversation. Right. You know what I mean? Because, like, it baffles me that we even have to have this conversation, that this foolish person is even... Lord. In the running to do anything having to do right
that.
Like anything having to do with making any decision at all for anyone ever
right. So like, but, you know, imagine how many folks like him exist.
No, definitely it's people like him that exist is why he got elected.
Yeah, so anyway, just make sure y'all go out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be discouraged.
Come on now, Fist.
Don't be discouraged, y'all.
All right. Ew. We moving on?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, look at that. We ran up. We back on time.
Barely.
Sort of.
We gonna take it.
So we wanted to lighten the mood a little bit. Just a little bit.
Say that in Beijing.
I'm gonna just look at her. Side eye.
Lickle? No? No?
Okay. I have nothing to say to you.
Okay, sorry.
Anywho, yeah, that was my mean. That was like my cut side eye.
That's okay. Still cute though.
I'm gonna do a one eye roll. We wanted to lighten the mood a little bit though, and just, I don't know, have some fun and do some like fun get to know your host questions. I feel like we haven't done this in a while.
Since, like, episode two.
Yeah. Shout out to
two?
And yeah, I think two, maybe episode two. Yeah.
Hello host, hello question.
Yeah. Hello host, Miriam. Questions. Miriam.
Yeah.
Shout out to I know the New York Dose had done something similar, and it was just really funny because like them two were not on the same page at all. They were trying to do more like, you know, I'll ask you a question, but I have to answer it about you type deal, and like hopefully I get it right.
Yeah.
Listen.
I think we need a lot of time for that.
I feel like, yeah, I also feel like it was just like a wild roller coaster. Mm-hmm. But yeah, girl, you want to start? You want me to start?
Yeah, I made up my own question.
Oh, go ahead, girl. Let me sit back.
No, it's just, I saw it on the Shade Room. I thought that was really cool. The question was, what show could you watch over and over, like, and never get sick of watching? Like, and you've proven that you've watching it. Let's just add that.
Because
that means Insecure ain't gonna count.
I know, right? Honestly, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's a good one. You only got one?
Oh, I need more than one? I thought I had one. I had to choose one.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest one because I remember when it also came out on Netflix, I binge watched all of the.
Did I miss that?
You ain't no girl.
Mm-hmm. It's gone though, right?
It's probably gone now. Yeah, this was like this was like around Thanksgiving 2016 when I had gone to Barbados, and like that's all I really had because the TV wasn't working. I was like, you know, I'm gonna size my Netflix.
On YouTube for some of those shows.
Nah, girl, they had when the footage was still grainy before they got like a good camera, you know, before we got HD.
It's just annoying. Yeah. On YouTube, you have to pay for it.
Oh. No, yeah. Netflix, you know, like, was included.
Mm-hmm. I missed that. I guess for me, do you have a favorite episode?
Oh, man.
I feel like I've seen every episode of that show, though.
I know, like, shoot. I'm trying to think what would be my favorite episode. I don't know, they're just all so good. I mean, obviously, like, I feel like everyone, I think the most memorable one is obviously, like, when Will Smith, when he had cried about, like, his dad. Yeah. And, like, yeah, that, like, that touched some place in my heart I never explored before. even Sue's, little Sue's cold little heart melted.
Right. A little bit.
Right? I don't know. They're just, oh, you know what? Sorry. You know, it's a really good episode. When, Will and, oh my God, what's her name? Tisha Campbell. Mm-hmm. I forget what her name was on the show, but they got stuck in the closet or something like that during the earthquake.
What was the song she was singing? I can't remember. Was singing when, because then her nails were fake.
Yeah. And he was like, I don't know what's real, what's fake. She was like, he was trying to open something. He was like, oh, babe, like, you know, use your nails. And she popped off everything. Here. Popped off every single nail.
She was always really good.
So extra, yeah. But... I'd probably say that. What about you?
I have two that stand out.
Okay. Let
probably
us know.
Probably three, really. Mm-hmm. Living Single.
Living Single.
Yeah. I can finish.
Sorry, I was trying to do a little background.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted
to. No, I like watched this. They have a video on YouTube which has all four of the different seasons. Like,
oh my gosh. That's so cute.
Yeah. Living Single.
Mm-hmm.
Martin.
Hmm.
I don't know if you really got into Martin like that.
I didn't.
A little too bit older.
It's not an age thing.
No, because it came on.
No. I say it's not an age thing. Because Jen liked to remind me that I'm 4 years old.
I really wasn't trying to go there. Okay.
No, honestly, I just think like...
I know Fresh Prince came out sooner than Martin did.
No, I've seen Martin plenty of times. I just think it wasn't... Like, I also have a particular style that I like. And like, it just wasn't my style. But, you know what I mean?
No, Martin... I think it's timeless because like... the jokes are still funny today. Like, I was watching, I was just watching one of my little corny shows the other day, and mm-hmm. It's so predictable, the writing. Like, they're going to make jokes, this type of jokes about this person, and they do this type of jokes about them. But Martin, like, it's, like, almost 30 years old, and, like, the jokes are still funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the one episode that stands out in my mind is when Martin, he got... Was it a CD player? He got some new stuff and he was flying into his friends. And he accused all his friends. Like, he had them come over at night and we're all black.
No, see, and then he's doing the most already.
He had his fake guard dog. So it was like, it's like a fake, stuffed animal.
Yeah.
He had like fake barking at them. But as you actually watch the episode, you can see them trying not to break character.
Right. That was actually honestly, like, even like shows that weren't necessarily my favorite. That was always my favorite part of like old school shows like that, is like actually seeing the authenticity on set.
So that one, and then y'all are gonna, I'm kind of corny. I like the stress free shows. Like, I watch.
Yeah.
I don't like my stress in real life. I like watching.
I hear you.
But the show I probably watched the most over and over is Gossip Girl. I've probably watched it season one.
It's so random though. Like, it's like the last thing I would expect just to be watching.
You know what? I'm blackity black, but at the same time, I like bougie. I like stuff.
Gilmore Girls.
I didn't really get into that. I had a friend who was into that, but
people love Gilmore Girls though.
Yeah, they do. But I love Gossip Girl. It's like this comfort thing. Like, it just brings me comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, and actually I was watching it today, which is why I brought it up. But their wedding dresses, like, I still can't choose whose wedding dress I like the most.
Mm.
I love the most. They were beautiful.
Oh.
They were so beautiful.
Touching.
Yeah. Ugh. I'll show them to you later, guys. They were so beautiful.
Sure.
But anyway. Yeah, Gossip Girl, I've probably watched season to season, season one to the end, probably a good 8 times at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you, girl.
Proud of myself. I've never been committed to anything that long.
I hear you.
Your turn.
So my question is, it's going to take a little bit of thinking. It's not about a favorite anything.
Okay.
I would say, when/where do you feel the most alive? Like, you just feel like...
That's easy. I gotta think that one. Mm-hmm. At the beach.
Okay.
A nice looking beach, preferably, but at the beach.
What time of day?
It doesn't matter. I've gone to the beach just to see the sunrise. I haven't done that in a couple of years, so mm-hmm. I need to do that. And I've gone after the live show, I went to the beach at like 1 a.m. by myself.
Oh, she sure did. I was like, what? When she told us after the fact, I was like, excuse me, you went where? At what time?
I don't know. I find water very calming.
It is.
It might be because I'm a Scorpio, but I find water very calming. It's like just the sound of like the waves is hitting
mm-hmm.
the beach. I find that really relaxing, and I have a hard time like quieting my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like, the beach, or just even the sound of it, it, like, you know, it helps me feel like that. It helps me be quiet, like, which mm-hmm. I have a hard time being quiet, like, just in myself. And it's just beautiful to look at, like, nature, because you're like, the sea is so endless, and you're like,
you're like, it just goes.
Yeah, it's bigger. It's something bigger than you. And I think sometimes, I don't know, it's a nice perspective.
Mm. I dig it. You took my whole answer right out of my head, because literally for me, same. That's all I'm gonna say. Ditto. No. Because as you were saying, I was like, Me too. Mm-hmm. Yup. Here, I second that. Yeah, I think for me it's the same thing. Like you were saying, like a nice beach. I think on like a day when it's like it's warm enough that the breeze feels good, but it's not so cold that, like, you know, the breeze feels it's like not it's chilly.
Being cold at the beach, but
yeah, it's not like. Huh?
Because we're in New England,
right? And also the temperature drops, girl. Yeah, like, you ever heard of
at night? Yeah,
right. It gets chilly.
Obviously, I do. Thank you.
Also, in Florida, the beaches be getting cold too. What the hell?
You can go all year round.
But y'all don't though.
I would say Sue definitely does, and there was a time we went, and I was definitely cold. I will just throw that out there. Sue definitely attacked. Went to the water. I might have, like, put my toe in.
I got attacked by the seagulls at Clearwater Beach.
Woo!
I could even, I thought I was going to be cute, right? Because, you know, I thought I was going to be out at home. Like, I thought, I'm going to get my little Haitian food. I'm going to have my full Floridian experience.
Come
I'm
on
gonna,
now, Floridian.
My cousin went to work. I'm like, I'm going to borrow your car. She's in Tampa. I'm going to drive this little hour to the beach. That's nothing. I'm about to have an amazing day. Because that's me, by myself at
right,
the beach.
Right, right.
That is, like, my thing. And so I got my little Haitian food. So I was like, you know, I found a little spot, you know, on Instagram. I was like, you know, it's a popping, whatever. Girl, I couldn't even ruffle a chip without these seagulls trying to attack me. And I would, you know, and I get mad when I see people feed pigeons and stuff.
Right.
But y'all see the sign? I said, don't feed the pigeons. That's why they're here, because right. y'all feeding them. So I would see people, like, eating and throwing them food. I'm like, why are they doing that?
Right.
And then I finally got my little cabana, and I was, the moment, like, I didn't even open, because I didn't have chips. I'm, like, using chips.
Right, 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 right.
But I had, like, my little styrofoam.
Right, plate.
So here they come. So I threw a plantain. I was so mad.
It's like a plantain.
I threw a whole plantain. I was like, that's why they was throwing it at them. Because they literally, like...
Yo, they're like, they're like the mafia.
Gang.
They're the mafia.
Yeah.
Like,
they're like gang
seagulls, hello? They're the original gang. Come on now.
From Florida. You know, the ones here, they at least wait for you to, like...
Right.
Descend upon the water, and they try to get into your stuff.
Hello? Like...
Not the Floridian seagulls. They gangster for real.
Hello? Like, hella gangster. Susan's was like, yeah, they are.
That wasn't fun.
They real gangster.
That wasn't fun. And but I did, I think... That didn't happen at every Floridian beach I've been to, though.
Right.
You know, Daytona Beach was very nice, but I didn't eat on the beach, so, you know, I don't know if the seagull would have descended on me or not.
Right, right, right. So. But, yeah, I agree. The beach. Beach is very nice, calming, all that good stuff. Yeah. I'm also, like, very in tune to, like, how things feel on, like, my skin, and I love the way the wind feels on your skin.
That is true.
But, yeah. What's your question, girl? I got another good one.
When people come to you for help, what do they normally come to you for?
Everything. What do they normally come to me for? I feel like people come with, like, specific problems that, how to word this? Like, specific problems that they can't necessarily talk to other people about, or... they might not want to be judged for a combination of that. And I say that because, like, I, especially, like, when people come to me with their problems, I try to be as non-judgmental as possible and really, like, hear them out, regardless of what it is. You could tell me, like, you killed somebody. I'm like, all right, like, you know, first off, I don't want to be an accomplice.
They don't get petty, Crystal.
No, they don't get petty, Crystal. No, they get real genuine. Like, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to be here for you, Crystal. Because I've had a lot of people who have, like, either, like, you know, come out in certain ways to me or, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like people just feel safe in that sense. Either that or they in some type of crisis and need a ride somewhere. I'm just going to call it what it is. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even to the point where, like, you know, there was, I think I told you that story. There was, like, a resident. There was, like a suicide scare or whatever. And, like, my old residents were, like, call me in the middle of the night. Because they know Crystal going to go drive to this person's house and make sure they okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah. So, I feel like it's, like, some type of, like, it's not always a last resort. But they know that if they're in a bind and a pickle, like, I'm going to do my best or try and connect them with whoever can help them figure out whatever it is.
She's so sweet.
You feel me? Sour, sweet.
No, that's not you. That's Suze.
That is Suze. You are absolutely right.
You're
absolutely right. She is certainly a sour patch kid. Right?
The side eye. Sour right now. I'm gonna wear her down a little bit.
What about you, girl?
So I feel like people come to me for relationship stuff.
That is your forte.
Yeah, like people like. Yeah, like how to navigate relationships.
Yeah.
Don't come to me about man advice. No, sorry.
I can't.
Stuff, or like, I don't necessarily think they may come for encouragement, but sometimes I think people come to me when they're not feeling their best.
Right.
And then it's like, I wasn't gifted in it.
I mean, you are. You are. I'll say it
for
you.
I was gonna say that, but I think I enjoy helping people feel their best selves and kind of like strategizing how to get there. Like, okay, so what are we gonna do about it? Case in point, I think I told you my Uber story. It wasn't a bad one. Where the Uber canceled on me, like it said it picked me up.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
And I was
yeah.
like looking at the app, like
you like weird,
now.
Weird,
right? I went right to the little pinpoint where you put me at. So I was like heated. Like, so when the driver, when I see him drive by, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I canceled it. And I couldn't even say nothing because I really, my flesh wanted to kick his car. Because it was a Friday on top of that. I had to wait longer than usual already.
Right.
It was like busy out. And I was just like, and it looked like it was going to rain. So I was like, I just want to get out of here. So I was like having an attitude problem. Mm-hmm. And then, but then the next one came like literally was like around the corner.
That's it. Yeah, that first one wasn't meant for you.
Mm-mm. It sure wasn't. And there was already people in there.
Look at that.
And then the pool came and actually nobody picked up nobody. This is the one.
Amen.
Outside
hallelujah.
Of the other one where I had the emergency situation.
I
Lord,
cannot.
We'll tell that story another day.
Yeah. We're going to put it in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. But,
Life Chronicles.
Yeah, he started telling me how he had, I don't know why, but I was just like, why are you driving Uber? Like, how you like it? How long have you been doing it? Usually I don't be want to talk. I just want to get in the car.
Right.
Thank you for picking me up. Just drive. I always sit in the seats, like, the
behind
back.
Which the driver right or the passenger?
Passenger side.
The passenger.
It's the furthest away from
the driver.
Yes.
I hear
and
you. In case they poot.
Well, I was even thinking about that. I was thinking just in case I need to get out.
Also that too.
Or whatever. And also think also when you're driving, I think it's weird when people get right behind you.
I do think it's weird. Unless there's no other space, I think it's weird.
I think it's so weird. But
yeah.
People do that.
Yeah,
or get
totally.
In the front seat.
Yeah.
Do that.
Unless that's the only like spot.
Yeah.
So is you that person? Lord, have mercy.
So I'd be like, what if they crazy and they just, you know, anyhow.
Right.
That, I used to be a driver, so I try to be mindful of that.
I feel as you, girl.
But yeah, I started, you know, he started telling me how he actually, you know, he just was doing it because he didn't think he could do
his
better.
Yeah.
He had a whole master's degree in accounting. And then we started, you know, I started writing some notes for him. Like, you got to do this and do that. And when I got out the car, he was like, you know, I feel so like I can do it. And I was like, yes, you know. So I was feeling real good about that. I was like, look at the Lord. I had an attitude because I didn't get the last one.
I hope you run into him again.
Huh?
I hope you run into him.
I felt like I should have took down like his Facebook or something just so I could.
Or his number.
That too. Or his check-in. You know Facebook. I feel like Facebook is like closed but not like closed. Like I can
message
you.
Yeah. Then you can get his number.
No. Yeah. Because I'm probably not going to text back. But.
Lord.
No, yeah. But I feel like Facebook, I could send you whatever and that's it.
I hear you.
But yeah, I feel like. Yeah, maybe encouragement and kind of like relationship stuff sometimes which can get annoying with people. We done came to the same conclusion the last four conversations.
Right, I hear you on that one.
But you know, breakthrough eventually happens,
right.
You know.
Okay, my last question.
Mm-hmm. Is that serious?
If you were to get arrested with, let's say, one or two of your friends, which friends would it be, and what did y'all get arrested for? Go.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to let you answer that.
Whoa.
Because I don't think I would get arrested with my
first
friends.
Of all, No, bougie. Your bougie behind got arrested. That's where the question's at. Thank you very much. If you were.
I actually had the question, what's the most illegal thing you've done?
We're not gonna go there.
You're trying to get me arrested for real. No, I don't tell. But
don't avoid the question at hand.
Who do I think? I feel like I wouldn't get arrested though.
We hear you, sis. We hear you, bougie.
Which one of my friends would I be arrested? It wouldn't be none of my church friends. I tell you that much. Wouldn't be Charmin.
I know Charmin good. She might be your phone call though.
she would be. Charmin show up all the time.
That's the other part too. Who would you call? Who would be the person
probably
you call?
Charmin. She's the one guaranteed. She may not pick up because sometimes her phone be dead. But she'll call you back.
She can't call you back in jail.
Not if you're in Gwinnett County. What's that show called?
First and last. Y'all better check out First and Last on on Netflix. It's so good.
Talking
about prison's lit or jail's lit.
I feel like it might be Katrina.
Come on now.
I don't think think I'm going to tell her about this episode, but I feel like it might be Katrina out of all my friends for real. And I feel like somebody's going to do something disrespectful and she going to go off.
Right, right.
You know, I'm the peacemaker.
Right.
But I got to go get her. So by default, I think
you would get arrested for helping someone.
Yeah. Else, essentially. That's how that would be. I think that's how.
Yeah.
I'm going to name another friend, but I think she might really be mad if I say this. So I'm not going to say her name. But I think.
Yeah,
they sit on the same little crew. But I feel like that's cool. Because right now, if you're saying, I can see her head like swinging like this, like when she has
a little bobblehead.
Yeah. So,
for me, hands down,
I already know
Tammy and Derma.
Yeah,
both a freaking frack. Because we've already had so many like fun. We haven't got arrested, thank God. But I feel like we've just had so many like nights where we've gone out and like
arrested or
no, we weren't arrested.
You can't find records.
We weren't booked. Fact. Nothing. You know what I mean? Police didn't catch us. I don't know. I feel like it would be for doing something like random, like after a club, because I feel like that's when we get into our shenanigans. Is like we went out for an evening, something. Not vandalizing. No, we ain't that bad. that's what I'm saying. I feel like it would be like disturbing the peace or something. Like we playing.
I feel like I'm too old to be get arrested though.
I hear you, girl. I hear you, but you just never know. You just never know.
Don't say that. I don't receive that word over my life.
I'm just saying. You just never know. I just
don't receive that word. My time for prison ministry has come and gone. Okay, and I've saved.
Don't forget, we gonna have them T-shirts available. They'll be $14.99 if you want some prison ministry swag merchandise.
We can't tell that story. Cause I'm like, I don't think the statute of limitation.
We gonna wait till.
And I think they might, if they start looking for real, they might start digging, you know, and there's like video and stuff.
Oh.
You know? But when I tell you God's grace is sufficient, girl, he just be like, that's my child. That's
he
my
had
child.
Plans for you, right? Clearly.
Right, he be like, I'm gonna cover her. She don't know no better right now. She ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna keep her, you know.
Lord.
It's like the bun, right?
Mm-hmm. Here. Like, the hump.
Yeah, you know, this was my go-to side. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. But yeah, so I think definitely them two
fools.
Have you
done anything illegal that could have put you in jail?
Probably. I don't know. I can't think of any top of my head.
I've committed felonies.
We just said we ain't gonna tell ourselves.
We done. They gonna wanna know.
Lord.
But they gonna know I'm a G for real.
Next week on Boston Come Through, we gonna start a GoFundMe for Jen's bail fund.
No, I don't see that. We cancel that word in the name of Jesus.
Because
Crystal will be playing with people that speak tongues. When she old for real and she got Tourette's, her Tourette's are gonna be her speaking tongues.
Woo!
Good day.
Anywho,
we're not gonna have Tourette's. We're not gonna speak that.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I think we should leave it at that.
Yeah, I think we done.
Woo, Lord, that was good. Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just grateful that he didn't see a prison ministry for me. You know. Mm-hmm.
This would have been Boston Come Through with Jen being like, you have 20 seconds left. I'm 30. Like, dang.
It's 30.
Like, you have 30 seconds
and
left.
Just cut off.
Like, dang. Like, well, y'all, that's the end of Boston Come Through. You know, Jen's phone call got cut off.
No, it's going to be like, Jen's not going to be on the show today because she's in the hole.
She's in the shoe.
Right, we don't know when she's gonna get out. So
Jen gonna call on the Skype number, right? And then it's gonna come through and gonna be like, you have a collect call from an inmate at MCI.
Concord.
Right, Concord. That's literally what I was thinking.
Concord.
Woo! Anywho. I'm gonna just lay that to rest.
Yeah, let's get into these events out here.
What's popping with these events?
All right.
Tell the people.
First and foremost, make sure you're subscribed to our weekly events listing.
Come on now. Come on now.
For us, by us. FUBU. Y'all remember FUBU?
Come on now, FUBU.
And of interest to us.
Hey.
It's a class so that you can learn how to be violent and get somebody being violent towards you.
Come on now. Hit them with the 1-2. Hit them with the 1-2. Just, you know, like when you round up, you feel me? Just like, ba da 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 da
Basically, you want to learn the tools and feel empowered in physical combat and protective strategies to utilize in threatening situations.
Yep.
I think we think that could, you know, it can never happen to us, but you just never know.
And what's that?
Better safe than sorry.
What's that movie? Kick him in the nuts. Kick him in the face. Kick him in the nuts. Kick him. Okay, just kidding. I don't know that movie. There was some movie. I feel like, I don't know.
It.
I feel like some, like, I don't know, teen drama, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Good workout, though. Anywho.
Then we got this Saturday, October the 13th. It's actually the Boston Book Festival.
Hmm.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. That's where you're going to. Suze's go. Y'all see Suze there.
Well, there's a number of locations this year. They're trying to make it as inclusive as possible. So they are doing stops in. There's going to be a stop in East Boston. But I wanted to highlight the stop in Roxbury.
Come
which
on
is
now.
Happening on Saturday from 11 to 4.
Hey.
So it's the first time they're actually ever doing this. But basically, you guys can go down to the bowling building right there in Dudley.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have, there'll be writers there. They'll have live poetry. There'll be stuff for the kids to do.
Mm.
There's like a mini comic con. So that's going to be really cool.
Mm.
So make sure y'all go and support. The main book festival is down in Copley. So definitely go out to that one too as well.
Yeah.
And like I said, they're also stopping in East Boston.
Get your books on.
Yeah.
Get your reading.
They bring in writers and stuff like that. So,
get your writing on.
You just never know who you might meet.
Might be me.
Reading, writing, arithmetic's important. Big three.
Do you really need arithmetic though?
Nah, not really. Yeah. You got calculators.
And then also on Saturday, I thought this was such a cute name. Mm. I have to have all these daughters to give them all these cute names.
Lord
Mariposa. I know that means butterfly, but it sounds so nice in Spanish. Mariposas and Mangoes is happening in Jamaica Plain.
Hey.
From 2 to 4 on Saturday, hey. October the 13th.
Hey.
And basically, this event aims to gather all generations of people through engaging with interactive artwork and storytelling about Afro-Latin culture.
Hey.
So you get to make something creative. They have free mangoes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Full stop. Free mangoes. Yeah. Say no more. That's it. I'm there.
I don't think I'm fully Caribbean because I'm not, like, in the mango craze.
So,
like that.
I need you to exit stage.
Whatever.
Right?
You don't like avocados.
That's so perfectly
even.
Fine.
We're even.
We are.
So.
Perhaps.
Chillax.
Yeah.
And thank you. I like mangoes. I'm just not like you know, some people are like fanatique.
That.
I'm not a fanatic. Like I'm
me
not
either.
Like, crazy about them. But I like them.
Yeah.
I don't understand like why some are like super like hard and like not ripe and others like so soft and mushy. But whatever. That's
because
neither here nor
they
there.
They picked them too early.
I don't know why they sell them like that, but that's neither here nor there. They
capitalism.
But there's free mangoes. They'll be having free mangoes, and they'll also have discussions with two
mangoes.
Artists. One happens to be Haitian, and one happens to be Dominican.
Yes.
We didn't talk about how Hispanic Heritage Month is coming to an
end.
I believe this is related to that
month,
as well. It's September the 15th to October 15th. You weren't listening to me earlier.
No, I surely didn't, girl. I ain't hear not a word. Mm-mm.
Thank you for listening, Suze, and everybody else. Whatever.
Thanks, Suze. Appreciate you, girl. Appreciate you.
You've been taking her side a lot lately, but it's cool. That's all right. But anyway, there's 37 more events on the list this week, so make sure y'all go check it out. It was up there early too. I was feeling real proud of myself, so pat myself on the back.
Hey, come on now.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for now. Make sure y'all go out. If y'all go to these events, can y'all tell them where you heard about the event?
Let them know Boston come through.
Thank
sent you. Let them
give us
know.
Our props. We would really
let them know.
That.
Yes. Give us our flowers while we're still here.
That's true. That's actually really true.
That's one of the proverbs.
Oh, was that? You right on time, girl.
Hey.
That was it?
Well, that's one of them. I just thought of that one.
Okay, one proverb of the week, girl.
Oh, one? I had three.
It's supposed to be one. It's really supposed to be one. That's
okay.
Like proverb.
I have two. Two more than the one I just said.
Remember, you just got to make the show description fit. That's you.
Great.
Go ahead.
That's fine. Just had to clear the throat
girl,
passages.
We late. Hurry up.
We are late. So my first proverb of the week, words are hard, is, what was the first topic again? I forgot my proverb. What was it? Oh, sorry. Prioritize your mental health, which I feel like is always my proverb every single week. You know, do whatever it takes to make sure that your mental health is of utmost priority in your life, whatever that means for you. Number two, regarding My friend from the Uber, hello, hello. I hope you're out there somewhere. I need people to stop, to take responsibility.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it at that. Take responsibility for your mistakes. And don't blame them on others. Don't, like, yes, there are times when people can come to your rescue, come to your assistance. But you need to take the L, if you're going to take an L, and figure it out. You cannot be having other people, you know what I mean? Like, clean up your mistakes. That's not what we here for. Sistren. The end.
Was that in love? You called her sister.
Sistren.
I'm done. I don't remember mine.
Well, those are my three.
Okay.
You got it for both of us. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it. Well, I'm Genevieve Angelique.
Hey.
You can find me on Twitter as Jen Angelique. Come on now. Instagram, Genevieve_Angelique. Okay. And Facebook. Got me a new Facebook, GenevieveAngelique.com, or my personal, Genevieve Angelique. I don't really care because I don't put my personal stuff out there anyway. I'm turning into Crystal, though, because I think I got about 50-something.
I got 192.
Okay, see, I'm not trying to. That gives me anxiety right there. Just deny them. You rude. She rude. That's all. But y'all have a wonderful, blessed week. Okay, be blessed. And I mean that in an actually positive way.
Yeah.
That ain't cussing you out in church, though.
Yeah, I hear you, girl. Mm-hmm. And I am Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens. You can find me on all forms of social things at The Crystal Lens. That's Crystal with a C. Mm-hmm. Lens with an L. There's an L in Crystal. L in Lens. I ain't going to tell y'all twice. Even though I told y'all like 14 times already. TheCrystalLens.com.
Don't send her no Facebook request.
Don't do that. Well, you can. You may. You're welcome to.
She rude.
I'm going to promptly send you a message.
Facebook has a limit for how many requests you can have.
Yeah, they do. I don't know what the limit is, but I've definitely tried to add people, and they're like, they've reached the limit for like...
No, but for actual friends. But you have just requests. You haven't
limited. Probably. Mm-hmm. But anywho, yeah, you can find me on all forms of social things at The Crystal Lens, and I'm your friendly mediographer, you know, media producer, videographer, all those things. But more importantly, Boston Come Through. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Twitter at Boston Come Through, mm-hmm. Instagram at Boston Come Through, mm-hmm. The Facebook at Boston Come Through. The website is also bostoncomethrough.com. You should subscribe to our weekly events listing because we've been putting in that work. And when you go to these events, tell the people that you heard it. You heard it here first at Boston Come Through. With Jen and Crystal. Hey.
Praise the Lord.
Come on now.
Praise the Lord.
And where can they find us? Do you remember?
Everywhere. Boston Come Through.
But they can Mixer, also listen.
iTunes. Mm-hmm. YouTube,
Mixcloud.
I said Mixer.
Right.
Mixcloud, iTunes, YouTube.
Player.fm.
There you go. Stitcher. Do y'all use Stitcher?
People do use Stitcher.
You know what? I did download the app. I'm not gonna lie.
You feel me? All of the places where you can find your podcast.
Perfect.
You should be able to find us.
All right.
Well, until next week.
Can you woo woo woo?
That's it.
There you go.